Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in. We have Larry on his mountaintop. Hi, Larry. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, Stuart. Just hanging on to my binoculars.
Yeah, things are warming up. In fact, I guess one could say the war is on. Still hot. I wanted to start with some Hal Turner bulletins that he's got up, and some of it is confirmed, but some of it isn't, and I don't know how you could vet it. First one says, updated, Hezbollah calls up all reserves in southern Lebanon after Israel attacks Iran inside Syria again with missile launches and jets. Then, he talks about, you know, his trusted sources. And then the next one is, Israeli attacks have killed at least, this is the unvetted, at least two Russian regular army soldiers in Syria. Israel has just drawn first blood. At least two Russian military members killed by Israel airstrikes. One was Spetsnaz. And one was regular army. And it says that Bibi was meeting with Putin to talk about it. He says Netanyahu is telling Putin that Israel knows Iranian assets in Syria are planning a massive destructive attack upon Israel, against which the Israelis need to act now in order to, of course, stop it. What would be your take on those?
Well, I would have to say that the story about Hezbollah calling up their reserves and preparing to possibly attack Israel is true, because I've seen that in other media, and so that apparently is a correct article. I did see today, by the way, that not only is those forces in Lebanon, the Hezbollah, preparing a possible attack, that now in Gaza, Hamas has issued an order for the Palestinians to surge attack the Israeli border fence and breach it and attack inside Israel. So they'll have enemies coming from the south, and they'll have enemies coming from the north. And so, but I did see a bulletin while ago on Fox News that stated that there was a large movement of an Israeli operation, military operation in the north on the border of Syria. And there are reports coming in, unvetted, but if true, that some of the Israeli tanks and artillery is firing against this pro-Assad forces, you know, which might amount to 80,000 over there close to the border of the Golan, which were intel had said were preparing to attack Israel. So Israel may have preempted a major attack on them. Now, that don't mean it's going to quieten down.
Yeah, if I remember right, didn't one of the Israeli IDF commanders say something about that this was only the beginning and that there was much more to come?
Not only that, but today, you know, the defense minister in Israel, Lieberman, made a statement, and you might interpret this for me or say what it means to you. It says, it says Israel hits Iran's Syria bases with 70 missiles, and Defense Minister Lieberman vows, and here's the phrase that he gave. He said, if it rains in Israel, it pours in Iran.
Yeah, that means they're getting ready, because I'm sure they know that Iran, how do I word this? They almost have to respond to save face. With all the rhetoric and comments about we're going to kill Israel, we're going to drive her into the sea, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Psalm 83, of course, Iran or Persia is one of those parties that says, let's push Israel into the sea, and we won't remember her anymore. I got news for him. I think the Lord probably has different plans about who's going to get pushed into the sea, but that's neither here nor there. I would say, you know, when you look at the numbers, we're coming up on the 70th anniversary of Israel becoming a nation, May 14th, 1948. So here we are, 70 years later, only, a couple days away, actually, from the 14th, 4 days. And Israel launches 70 missiles. I find that, how do we say, interesting, knowing how the elite and the occult forces of the world use numbers to sign everything that they do. And but I would say, from what you're asking, from that comment that was made by Lieberman, that Israel tends to go to war and probably just finish this if they can. I think Israel is growing very tired of it. And we talked before the show, you said something about, let me see if I can find it. I never can find my notes. Hamas and Hezbollah are going to amass anyway. Don't you think they'd just shoot off their missiles in a big barrage? I mean, they've got, 100,000 missiles?
Oh, yeah. And what the reports is coming in now, even after Israel has destroyed so many missiles, Debka Files reporting that Iran is just pouring the missiles across the border into Syria for Soleimani to use in an attack on Israel, another attack. And by the way, you know, we have talked about Qasem Soleimani, that
yes,
Revolutionary Guard general. And they said today, they came out and said today that, or Fox News posted that he's in charge of the Iranian forces inside Syria, and that he was the man that was ordering the missile attacks on Israel, and that Assad simply didn't have the authority to stop him. He's on his own.
So maybe Israel knows that, or at least that's who they're blaming. I mean, how do we know? For sure, it could have been the CIA that launched missiles. You just don't know anymore. But assuming that Israel intelligence is correct, and Soleimani is in charge of that, doesn't that kind of put a target on Soleimani's head? As far as Israel's concerned, they're not immune. Or let's say, that's not the right word. Look, they're not. Unknown, let's put it that way, for targeting leaders.
Well,
so I would think he'd be a target.
Not only does that put a target on Soleimani, and by the way, they have tried to assassinate him before. Remember, about a year ago or so, he was injured in a caravan attack on his motorcade.
Some of the generals, right.
And some of them were killed. And then also, not only, an Israeli threat prior to this attack warned Assad, if Iran launches an attack on Israel from Syria, we will assassinate you. So this also not only put a target on Soleimani's back, it put one on Assad at the same time.
Well, it is the West, the USA, Israel, probably Saudi Arabia, and a few others, that want to unseat Assad anyway, right? A regime change.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, reports came out again today for about the fourth or fifth time this last week or so. Yemen launched more Iranian missiles at Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. So Saudi Arabia is very interested in putting an end to this, and this could be, remember what Stan Deo told us? He was very interested in a coalition of U.S., Saudi Arabian, Arab forces with Israel that would go after Iran. So, of course, we don't know which way that'll go, but it's building. It seems they're all moving towards this position.
Yeah, and don't we have a lot of military equipment already poised either in Syria or entering Syria? I read somewhere Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we've got the Turks were threatening the our allies, the Kurds, up around in northern Syria, and we actually set up a base at Manbij and stopped the Turks. So we now have a military force of at least 2,000 or more troops in Manbij inside Syria, and at the same time out of Iraq, you know, we've got more troops there and air resources. So, yeah, we're in the area.
Okay, here are some Drudge headlines. One of them is kind of interesting. White House examines plan to spark Iran regime change. Do you know what that's about? Sounds to me like they're going to use all of this to topple the big boys over there in Iran that actually have seized power from the people. And they have absolutely no intention of giving any of it back. But I think what's even more important is that their religious belief, if I'm not mistaken, is they need the 12th Imam, I think it is, to arrive, and he won't arrive until after a big war. So they have a legitimate, in their mind, reason, a religious reason, for launching this war and starting it up, and it seems like that's exactly what they're doing. And of course, they know that Israel is not unknown also for major preemptive or heavy-handed attacks. So maybe this is the plan of Albert Pike in his three world wars. You know, it was to begin between Islam and Judaism and Christianity, which means probably that when the call is given, Putin will enter the fray. We will then have to enter the fray if we don't already enter it. I think the Daniel chapter 8 from an Israeli rabbinic point of view is that America is probably the he-goat that flies over the ground and hits the ram, which is Persia. What do you think? I mean, I suppose one can speculate all they want.
Yeah, we certainly still have the forces, not only the missile cruisers and ships, but, you know, we've got that new aircraft carrier group already in the Mediterranean also. And it's very interesting because what you said about sending Iran a signal, the Iranian mm-hmm. people, the last few days I've noted that Donald Trump continually says Obama wouldn't help them when they needed help to overturn that government in Iran, but he would. Now, he's sending the word. I heard him today say it again to the Iranian people that he would assist them and stand behind any action they took in Iran to take their government or their nation back from that government. So that's fomenting basically an uprising in Iran, and I'm sure the Iranians know it. We wondered what would cause them to come out in Daniel 8. Now, whether
yes.
it's an attack on Iran itself or whether there begins an uprising that they've got to fight, we don't know which one, but the assets are in the area to do the job, I think.
Yeah, and from what I can gather, the Daniel 8 blitzerig, if you want to call it that, is a thing that Iran does do, going to the west, east, south, and everywhere. And it almost seems like they lose their cool, lose their minds, and just order their forces to just, you know, go to war. And the rabbi that did a lot of research for years, evidently on Daniel 8, that was his specialty, said that they will even attack Mecca and maybe even
yeah,
possibly
and
destroy it.
Yeah, what's interesting, Stuart, is is I don't have it in front of me, but I know you got a copy of a new Torah code from Rabbi Glazerson out of Israel, and it really indicates 5778, and that's the time frame we're in, is a time when, you know, I don't know if you've got the wording in front of you of that Torah code, but it indicates Iran and really this war, it appears, in 5778.
Yeah, I do have it, and here are the words. Okay, I'm going to try and put it so it makes sense. Donald Trump, president, USA, will cancel the agreement with Iran, and they are likening Trump to Cyrus, and then the word Messiah is also in here. Here's what Richard Shaw said when he sent this. The table refers to the cancellation of the Iran deal that Obama started. The words "the agreement" and "will cancel" refer to that. The word "Iran" appears at the top of the table. The year is indicated 5778, 2018. Donald Trump appear nearby along with President and USA. The reference to Messiah in terms Glazerson, this is Rabbi Glazerson, word referred to is the anointed one. And then Cyrus appears at the top, comparing Trump to King Cyrus, which is something that the Israelis have been doing. We have had tables on Trump and Cyrus now for a long time, long before the Iran deal. Apparently, this is more evident now. And then he says, I don't know what to say regarding the comparison between Trump and Cyrus as far as some of the reincarnation of Cyrus. However, he is playing a very similar role to what Cyrus did long ago, and Israel hasn't had anyone fight for them like this in recent memory. So anyway, then he says Obama and Kerry positioned themselves in favor of Iran. The rest of the Middle East knew that Iran was involved in many terror groups, funding and supporting their efforts. Obama, no doubt, was part of the Muslim Brotherhood. Oh, absolutely. I agree with that 100%. You know, so there it is. Canceled the agreement. And we've had some prophecy people say that when that began, or when he canceled that agreement, that the whole thing would start. And it appears as though that's actually starting. What do you think?
Well, it does appear that it started. And are you there, Stuart?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. It does appear that that has started. Matter of fact, there was another prophecy I think I sent you a link to today that came out on Z3 News, which was one very interesting, and it was talking about the urgency of the hour and the spoken words of the prophets would begin to transpire very quickly now, especially in the Middle East and worldwide. And so, I don't know, what do you think?
Yeah, I think so. There's the pivot, the time point, we're here. May 14th is the 70th anniversary for Israel as a nation. And 70 is an amazing number in biblical terms. And what's interesting is on the 70th anniversary, they launched 70 missiles. So you've got your 7-7s in operation, which we saw on that 923 thing all the time, was the 777 numerics constantly showing up. And if you take the Hale Bopp, and I don't know, probably a lot of people wouldn't understand how this connects, but Hale Bopp formed the cross in the heavens, and the center of the cross was Satan's head, Elgol, the star Elgol. And it signified that the work of Christ not only was finished, but that Satan himself was basically finished. That occurred in 1997. So here we are, 21 years later, and where are we? Looking down the barrel, number 7. And, of course, 21 is 777. So, yeah, looking at all the evidence, if nothing happens, I have no clue as to how far the delay is going to go. Because it's all lining up. And what's going on in Israel, and Bibi telling Putin, you know, you might want to step down or, you know, hold your fire, indicates to me that Psalm 2 is readily working, and they're all in this kind of together, even if they don't know it. But getting back to that prophecy, it says, I'm only going to read a little part of it. My son, America has provoked me to anger. This is why I give you a king that will bring war to it. The king is following his script perfectly. Those that surround him continue to fill him with wicked intentions. And those around him only promote themselves and feed the lies back to the people. These people who worship this king and his wickedness will be drawn into the trap with him. See, you keep seeing trap everywhere you look in these prophecies. Almost always you see the word trap, and the other word is repentance. Now, I know a lot of people don't believe any of this stuff, but whenever you see a prophecy, as I've said multitudes of times before, you take it with a grain of salt, and you just find out whether it comes to pass or not. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. What do you think?
Well, I think that's very interesting what you're saying, and you're right. Only recently are we receiving these words like, trap. It seems to be showing up, and at the same time, the word me and you have assumed, most people have forgotten from the face of the earth, is the word repentance is now beginning to return, not only in, you and I talking about it, and others like Augusto, and but also now it's that word repentance is now showing up in the Torah codes, which is shocking. And I was going to say something else, a couple more points, then let's give it back to you, the fact that I was watching Trump give a rally in Indiana this evening, and I mean that crowd was stirred, and people are wearing those red caps. And I told my wife, I said, you know, this keeps bringing me back to that prophetic word from it was the Hopis of the true Christian, of the true white brother that comes wearing the red cap, and I said, this has got to be that. This can't be the Pope. That Hopi prophecy has got to be Donald Trump, because the red cap is still everywhere. And then I wanted to mention this too, Stuart, and get your opinion. What I'm looking at and wondering about is how this will all play out, because here we are on Thursday evening or Thursday night tonight, and going into Friday, which is a Sabbath, Friday night over in Israel. And we're coming into this week, the beginning of this week, and approaching May the 12th, 13th, and 14th, which they're donating commendating an entire square in Jerusalem to Donald Trump, his presidency. They're opening the United States embassy in Jerusalem. All of this, like 12th, 13th, and 14th in Israel. What do you think? How is this going to play out? Are the missiles going to continue and delay this, or do you think they'll do it anyway?
Well, that's a good question. Of course, there's no way of knowing what the script actually is as far as timing. I'm just very, very suspicious of the timing in view of the timetables that we can discern out of Scripture. But I'm also beginning to think that timetables can be, messed with to a degree. And what we're really looking for is an event timeline, because Jesus said to watch. And he said, what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Watch what? Events. And we are watching the beginnings of either Daniel 8 or Isaiah 17 right under our nose, which, of course, leads to Ezekiel 38 and 39, and maybe very soon demise of the United States. Here's part of that prophecy, or one of them, from Z23. Watch Russia and China, for both nations I will use to bring judgment on America. Watch the volcanoes in the northwest, for I am stirring them up. That reminds me of Stan Dale. Watch Israel, for she thinks she can do battle without me. Two cities will pay the price. I am coming soon, then the end. What two cities would they be talking about, do you think?
Right off the top of my head, Stuart, the two cities that I have prophetically on my mind is the ones that Iran has warned over the last month or so, and they have warned Israel that they can attack and destroy Tel Aviv and Haifa. And, of course, Tel Aviv is was their capital city there, a big city. And Haifa,
yep,
you know, is a huge port on the Mediterranean. So these are very valuable locations and something Israel would not want to lose.
Wow. Well, of course, the other reason they wouldn't attack Jerusalem is probably because of the Dome on the Rock. And they wouldn't be able to, you know, to pinpoint with accuracy without destroying that, which would really tear up the Arab world against Iran. So you're probably right. Yeah, Tel Aviv might be one of them. And we know from the Bible prophecies of Isaiah 17 that Israel really takes a huge hit and just barely comes out of this. But this remark, watch Israel, she thinks she can do battle without me. That tells you something about the spiritual nature of what is going on in Israel.
Well, also, Stuart, if you remember, Netanyahu, just before he went to visit Putin in Moscow, which was just a few days ago, when he was preparing to go, he made the statement on Israeli television. He said, if we have to go to war with Iran, he said, there's no need to wait. He says, if we have to have a war, let's have it now. Remember those words?
Yeah, and he's absolutely right, of course. The longer you wait, the more the enemy has the power for more technology, produce more weapons of war, et cetera, which is one of the things I worry about with Trump. Trumpeting how we're going to rebuild our military, revamp our nukes and update them, blah, blah, blah. Well, I just can't imagine China and Russia sitting back allowing that to happen without a preemptive attack. And with what's going on with the possibility of Daniel 8, Isaiah 17, and I personally think, I don't have any way to prove it, that Isaiah 18 refers to Babylon the Great and the great American powerhouse, and how we are, pruned. So I think the word pruned is going to be an understatement. And it also says that, get thee into darkness, which indicates an EMP attack. Final words, Larry. We only got a few minutes left, or a few seconds.
Yeah, I was just going to tell people to continue to pray and continue to keep your water and your food and your shortwave and all of that online. And by the way, Trump has now sent the second fleet. He's activated the second fleet and sent it into the Atlantic to protect against Russia. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah, and who knows what they've got planned as they, speak in secret one to another. So anyway, folks, we'll pick up more on this on Friday night. We'll get into it much more extensively. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And it is a heads up for sure. And if you're not prepared, you better be running to get it. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening, and we'll see you Friday night, the Lord willing. Good night, everyone.